Most vacations are over and sitting in the sun relaxing has come to an end. It's time now to make plans to attend the Bethany 2019 Spiritual Revival Mission Conference. The theme for this year is Piercing the Darkness. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The conference begins this Sunday, September 8th through September 15th. The Reverend Alan Parr, one of Bethany's sons, will be the keynote speaker. Reverend Parr is a Bible teacher, preacher, and conference speaker, and founder of an online ministry. Check out his YouTube channel called The Beat. Other missionary participants are WYAM, Emmett and Alexia Da Silvia Fall from Senegal, Stan Meyer with Jews for Jesus, Timotheus Pope with City Kids Ministry, Abby Herity of Biblical Ministries, Mrs. Catherine Jetter, and Reverend Paul Jetter of Haiti Literacy Program, and Reverend Keith White of Killingsworth Mission. Our special musical guest is Mercy Acts International Ministries. On Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m., there will be a spiritual warfare seminar, and at 4 p.m., the international dinner. Everyone is invited. You won't want to miss a day. Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the first half of Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly.
As we think about the book of Deuteronomy, and this will help you out, is that Moses actually gives four addresses in the book of Deuteronomy. Now, Moses actually gives four addresses in the book of Deuteronomy. The first address, he reviews God's blessing and he exhorts the people to obey the law. That's in chapter 1 through chapter 4. In chapter 4 through chapter 26, he gives his second address. And in that, he reviews some of the covenant obligations that they have. Moses in the book of Deuteronomy gives a third address. And in the third address, he renews the covenant that God had given them. And he also declares that if they will obey, that they will receive blessings, and if they disobey, that there would be consequences likewise. And then in his fourth address, he summarizes all the things that are listed in the covenant, and he exhorts the people to choose life. So the book of Deuteronomy is really Moses' farewell address. And in this farewell address, he gives four speeches. And this morning, we're going to look at the last speech that he gave. All right, with that said. All right. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, the scripture says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And the title of the message today is, Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly. Amen. Consider what God wants your life to be and choose accordingly. Amen. Amen. Find out what God wants you to do and choose accordingly. In the passage that we have in consideration before us today, God was telling them some things that would help them to live a successful life. And all of us here today, I'm sure, want to live a successful life. And the success, now somebody needs to hear this now, the success of our life will be based upon the choices that we make. Amen. Wise choices more than likely will lead to successful living. foolish choices will lead to destructive living. And what God is telling them here in this 30th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, all the things that I've shared with you, all the things, if you go through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and now Moses brings it all together in chapter 30, and he says, all the things that I've told you, if you will just listen, you will be blessed. Now, he says a couple things about what he told them. First of all, he said that what I've written in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number, and Deuteronomy is not out of your reach. Some people, oh man, you know, the word of God is so hard. It's so difficult. Man, it seems like it just takes all the fun out of life, and you know, we just can't enjoy things. It's so burdensome. And God is telling them that what I have told you is not beyond your reach. Look what he says in verses 11 and 12. He says, for this commandment, which I command thee this day, is not hidden from thee. Look at this. Look at this. Neither is it far off. It's not too far from you. It is not in heaven that you should say, who should go up to heaven and bring it for us that we may hear it and do it? Wow. The word. It's not over in Rome, where we have to go over there and get it. It's not up in heaven. It's not far away from you, is what he's saying. You don't have to go to heaven to get the word of God. He says, it's not beyond your reach. Look at verse 13. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. It's not in heaven where we can't reach it. It's not beyond the sea where we can't get to it. But look what he says. He said, wow, yeah, love it. But the word is very near unto you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. It's not in heaven. Amen. Well, you got to try to be a Michael Jordan and jump up and get it. Amen. It's not across the sea where you got to get a plane and fly over and get it. But he said, the word is right here. It's close. All you've got to do is reach out. He's going to tell him a little bit later. All you got to do is reach out and grab the word, and in it you will have blessings in life if you reach out and grab it. He promises in verse 15 and 16 that obedience would bring blessings. Look at this. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his ordinances, that thou may live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land to which thou goest to possess. Obedience brings blessings. Disobedience, in verses 17 and 18, brings the curse. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but thou shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I will declare unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land to which thou passest over the Jordan to possess it. Obedience brings blessings. Disobedience brings curses. And thou, it all boils down to, Moses has preached over 40 years. He has preached in Genesis. He has preached in Exodus. He has preached in Leviticus. He has preached in Numbers. He has preached in Deuteronomy. He has led them, and he has done all that he could do, and it comes down to this. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I got witnesses in heaven, the angels, and those who have gone on before you. I've got witnesses here on earth that this day I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that thou and thy seed may both live. He says, choose life. The choice was up to them. The choice is up to you. You can have blessing in your life, or you can have cursing in your life. And I believe that every day when you get up, that you have to make a choice about whether you're going to choose life or you're going to choose death. When he says choose life, what does that mean? Well, actually, it means three things. And they all come right from the text here. First of all, it meant physical life. He meant choose the things that cause you to have physical life. That if you do something stupid, if you get drunk and go out here and drive a car, that you're putting your life in jeopardy. And you're not choosing life, but you're choosing death. He said, look what he said in verse 19 at the very end of it. He said, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. That they would live. That you would actually have physical life. When you choose the right thing, that you will have life. It also meant spiritual life. Look what he says in verse 20. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God. Spiritual life. That choose spiritual life. Choose a relationship with God. Choose the spiritual disciplines that go along in developing this relationship with this God you can know. Choose life. Spiritual life. But I believe of the first two, this is the most important. And this is the one that we need to grab a hold on to this morning. And that is when he says choose life. What he's saying is choose the conformity to the righteous standards of God's word. Choose to conform your life to the righteous standards of God's word, because in doing that, you will have life. Look at what he says in verse 20, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. That when all the things that Moses had told them, if they would heed them, if they would conform to the things that Moses told them, you know what? They would have life. Amen. But nobody can choose this for you. The choice is up to you. And when you think about it, the one of the greatest things that you have, I tell people, the most important thing that you have is your soul. You know, it's not your car, it's not your house, it's not your clothes, it's not your degrees. The most important thing you have is your soul, because when you stand before God, that's what you're going to stand before him with. Nothing else. You will stand before him as a soul. But I believe one of the most important abilities that we have as human beings on this earth, somebody hear me this morning now, somebody hear me, is the power to choose. That you have the power to choose. Nobody, now people may force you and put you in situations where you have to make certain choices, but still the power of choice is up to you. And this was clear right from Jump Street, that when God put Adam and Eve in the garden, he said there are two trees. One tree is the tree of life. The other tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Of the tree of life, you can eat. Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can't eat. Now, make the choice. Make the choice. Make the right choice not to eat from the tree I told you not to eat from. The power of choice. And you know what? We make choices every day. Somebody said that you make over 1,000 choices every day. You've already made a number of choices this morning. For instance, you chose what time you're going to wake up. You chose what clothes you were going to put on. Some of you chose to brush your teeth, and others chose not to brush your teeth. Some of you chose the shower, and some of you didn't choose it. You know, like the guy said, I remember my pastor told me one time, he was at a function, and he said, man, somebody forgot to put the deodorant on. And the one guy said, well, it's not me because I don't wear deodorant. Choose. You chose. You chose whether or not you will eat breakfast. You chose what breakfast you were going to eat. You chose what route you were going to use to come to church this morning. You chose, once you got here, what seat you were going to sit in, unless the seat you wanted was not available and you chose another seat. So you have already made probably 100 choices of things this morning. So you have a powerful, do you realize what you have been empowered with? Man, the power of choice. Yeah, I remember when my kids were little. Oh, I remember when my kids were little. And you know, you pretty much could tell them to do whatever it is that you want them to do. You told them how to comb their hair. You told them how to cut their hair. You told them what to wear. And you know, there was no issue. And you know when a struggle begins? You know what a struggle began for me? Is when I was trying to tell my kids to do something, and they were developing this God-given choice that they had to exercise their own power of choice. And they didn't want to comb their hair the way that, or cut their hair like the way that I wanted them to cut it before. The power of choice. And that's the thing that begins to develop, and that's the thing that we see that we have, that's one of the most important rights upon the face of the earth. And we need to realize that the choices that we make in life will lead us to the destiny that we have in life. Where are you at today? Where are you at today? Are you sitting here with a career? Are you sitting here with a degree? You know how you got there? Because you made some choices along the way. You made a series of choices, and those choices that you made got you to the place where you are today. Your choices determine your destiny. There is a country music singer by the name of George Jones, and he had a drinking problem. And one day while he was driving, he crashed his Lexus into a wall and was critically injured. He recovered from this accident, and once he recovered, he wrote a song. And the song, the words of the song say this: I was tempted by an early age. I have found I like drinking. Oh, I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices that I've made. I've had choices since that day, since the day I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices that I've made. I guess I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I would, but I'm losing this game of life I've played, living and dying with the choices I've made. If I had choices since the day I was born, there were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be living here. I wouldn't be living and dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices that I made. That's the reality of life. That you are going to live or you are going to die with the choices that you make. That your choices will determine where you are. Somebody said, if your past choices have brought you to where you are today, then your choices today will make your tomorrows that come. So there's hope. There's a chance that you can choose to do things that will redirect your destiny, that you can do things that will change the pattern of your life. If you say yes to positive life responses. If you say yes to positive life responses, hey, then guess what? You will have a good destiny. But if you continue to say no to the correct positive life responses. If you continue to say no to the responses in life that will give you life and that will give you blessing, if you continue to say no, you know what happens? The more you say it, the more you become a prisoner to your destiny. And the harder it is to break loose, the harder it is to pull away from that destiny that you're headed on. And you have that power to make the choice either to stay on that road that you're going and to be a slave to your life, or the power to say, man, look, I'm changing this thing. You know, one of the things that motivated me is that I would come back home from college. And when I came back home from college, I would get with some of my buddies that I graduated from high school with. And I could see that, you know, the choices that they would make and they were making, that it was keeping them right on the corner. And I said to myself, I said, man, I want more out of life than the corner. I want more out of life than just standing here. And I made choices to go back and get a college degree because I realized the power of choice that I had to make the determination of where my life would go. God says in his word today, he told the Israelites, he said, I'm calling heaven and earth to record against you this day. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He said, choose life. Man, choose life. Choose those things that will cause you to conform to the righteous standard of God. Because when you conform to that standard, in that, you will have life. Man, I hope that I can get through to somebody today. That you can see. Man, it's a sad thing. When you sit back and you watch a relative, you watch a friend continue to make a series of bad choices. And you just watch them make bad choice after bad choice after bad choice and continue down that road to destruction. And somehow, man, you just want to grab them and just say, man, look, every day is a new day. There's a new start to every day. You can start over again. God says, choose life every day. That when you get up, it's as simple as saying, God, I want to live my life for you. God, I want to follow your way. And God, I'm going to choose those things today that are going to bring life for me. And the choices, you know, I'm not going to make a choice to stay in bed all day. I'm not going to make a choice to be a sluggard and not do anything all day. I'm going to make a choice if I don't have a job to get up and get out the newspaper and hit the streets if I don't have a car. I'm going to catch the bus. I'm going to get some money from somewhere. And I'm going to find a job. It's a choice. It's a choice, man. And I think one of the devastating things I see in our community is that people that are just allowing life to sweep them into the direction that life wants to sweep it. Instead of somebody saying, look, man, I'm going to start making a series of positive choices. I'm going to start making a series of good choices. And I'm going to, man, by God's grace, I'm going to take some direction for my life.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our entire volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.